Oh. Oh, shoot. Love you guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, OKN. Man, I thought I was getting better at this. Oh, there it is right there. There it is. All right, now
here
I'm here. Okay, so here's the deal. Bill is here.
He's coming.
He's on his way. He says he's on his way.
Yeah.
We'll see if he makes it. Here's the thing when Bill's been late. There's one particular time he was late in 2023, going back to that year. Do you remember that year?
Yeah, I think so.
It was fairly recently. It was Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And in this closet around the corner from me here, I have these blow-up Tyrannosaurus Rex dinosaurs.
Okay.
And I had blown it up and put it here in the bullpen. And it was an imposter who had invaded the studio. And gotcha. So when Bill arrived, there was an imposter. But Bill doesn't listen to the show when he's late on purpose because he knows he's just getting...
He doesn't want to be embarrassed.
Well, I mean, the embarrassment can still happen. He just doesn't want to feel it in the car. He just doesn't hear it. Yeah, exactly. So, but good morning to you. We're going to have Dave Yoakum, Dennis Bilodeau, Big Day at the Lake,
yeah.
A local charity event that takes place basically to bring recognition to Big Brothers and Big Sisters organization and the fact that many, many people around Lake Norman never have the opportunity to go on the lake.
Right.
And that's the opportunity that Big Day at the Lake, thanks to Dave Yoakum, probably more his wife, Tracy. Maybe it was Dave. I don't know. We'll find out.
We'll find out, yeah.
We'll talk to both of them. Dennis and Dave will be here at 7:30. We got Greystone Lodge, Ben McKeithen, App State Basketball. I could sit around and just talk about that, even though I know nothing. I mean, I know we're winning.
Okay.
But I don't know favorite basketball stat, maybe.
I have no basketball stats. I don't know any.
I was going to say,
what's your favorite one?
Number of double dribbles. I don't know.
I have no idea.
That's not even a good stat to have.
I have no idea. No clue.
But we will be talking more about just Greystone Lodge and the wonderful lodging experience you can have when you want to travel to Boone or the High Country. How about the weather outside?
Oh my gosh, the weather is fantastic.
It's about perfect. You don't have to leave, but if you're going to, this is great mountain weather right here, that cool, crisp air.
Yeah.
But around here, even enjoying it this morning around the lake, pretty wild. We're going to get a look at traffic with Jeff iCats, rideicats.com, alternative transportation. $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County to the city of Charlotte. We'll have a word of the day.
Yeah.
At some point.
At some point.
Too. I'm going to imagine that we'll have it. Whenever. It probably won't be at 7:15. Normally it's at 7:15. I don't. I'm just waiting for Bill to walk around the corner. So if you're watching the IG Instagram live stream right about here in this hallway section, that's where you're going to see Bill just
run right
come
through.
Around that corner.
We'll hear the beep of the door.
We definitely will. And I hope that we are live on the radio whenever that happens.
Me too.
So just for fun. Okay, just for fun. Besides that, just shenanigans. So you showed me the Eggo pancake house yesterday.
Man, I didn't know what I unleashed with the Eggo pancake house yesterday.
And I did not get on right at noon. So this was the deal. So home to go.com. If you go there, here's the freaking thing. I don't even really know if I want to tell people because it's kind of weird. The registration is still open.
Oh, it is.
So they're clearly taking as many entries as possible.
And it'll just be like a random draw?
Right. Like, I didn't just get, like, I thought I won, right? Like, because I get on the website, I'm like, wait a second, nobody's booked this yet. And, like, so I say send inquiry. It's $0 to stay at this Eggo pancake house. It says price per night, $0. So they're doing it as, like, a promotional getaway. And
okay.
So I don't want to tell you because I don't want competition, but I'll tell you, you can still sign up. It's still open even right now.
Okay.
But it is for the 14th through the 17th, so next weekend.
So
we would have to go next weekend.
Really?
I registered a party of 8 for us, so okay. I figured that would be enough for Rob,
yep.
Demi, the kid. We'll just pile
yeah,
Katie,
everybody
if she's
goes.
Back from California, we'll just pile in.
Yeah.
And we'll go stay at the pancake house.
Katie flies in. I pick her up from the airport and like...
Just straight to
we're
it.
We're going straight to Gatlinburg.
Straight Katie. To Gatlinburg, Tennessee. They got a tandem bike out front in this picture.
Oh my gosh.
Things could get funky.
That's some interesting
stuff. So an 8-person stay at a pancake house.
Well,
so thanks
thing,
for that yesterday.
Good thing Rob's off next week.
Wow. Okay, perfect. It works out well. Don't know what we'll do here. We'll figure something. Maybe we'll do it live from the Eggo house.
Yeah, we will do it live from the Eggo house.
The pancake house. That would be pretty good. So that's pretty much it. That's all the pancake house is all I got for the day.
When will we find out if you want it or not?
It says within 2 to 3 days.
Oh, so like
this at least
week.
That's what the email said. Yeah.
So we'll know this week.
I did get an automatic email after submitting the form. So that makes me feel like it's legit. Like, my info just didn't end up somewhere in Russia or China.
Somebody's not going to murder us when we get there.
I hope not. God, that is certainly a fear. Like, is this real? Like, I feel like, should I do a drive-by first? What do you think it looks like on Google Earth? You know, like, is it there?
I bet it's not there.
They just popped, like, a pop-up tent, like, in the past
week?
No.
I just think maybe it wasn't built at the time that we found the article, or that they did the article. And I found it on the internet, too. I mean, this is real sketch now.
Now you're concerned. You introduced this. I want that clear on the record.
Well, that's when I thought it was booked till 2025. I didn't think there was a chance that we were actually going to go.
I was worried about that, too. But then all of a sudden, it made sense when reading the stuff. They just have everything blocked. Like, they're only letting you stay. They might force you to be on TV for this or something. They're going to have some type of promotion.
They don't know what they've gotten themselves into.
Maybe make our own pancake flavor if we stay there. Like, a successful trip means you get to make your own pancake flavor.
I don't know. I just really need to know, if we eat all the pancakes the first day, will they restock?
Is this like
that's the most important question that I have.
It's a three-night stay. How many pancakes do you need for 3 nights?
3 meals a day?
How many? 9.
I could eat 9 pancakes. The three stacks. Yeah. Do they come in a 3-stack? I think the Eggo pancakes come in a 3-stack.
In the package? In the frozen? Because it's like frozen package of a freezer. It's really, don't even need a refrigerator. You just need a freezer.
Yeah.
And then a microwave.
I love an Eggo waffle too.
I know. But I didn't say that. So I got so excited whenever the registration was open. I had like a mini panic. I was like, oh my gosh, it's open. Let me click. Like, I thought like there was a million people behind me.
Yeah.
Servers were catching up.
That's how you felt when it's like how I felt when I got the Taylor Swift tickets is you.
Yes. You just have to get there fast. So it said like description. I was like, oh, this is like a write-up. They're going to determine whether or not I truly am an Eggo pancake lover. So I just said, I love pancakes. Like, that was like the only thing I could get out of my brain. But I spelled pancakes wrong. I spelled it PANKCAKES. Pancakes. I love pancakes.
Some 7-year-old wrote them.
And then with my last name of Kazepis, so they probably think I'm like from somewhere random in the world. So maybe I've got a better shot at this now.
Maybe.
Because they're always looking for a good story.
Right.
You know, if they're trying to make it into that. So maybe we have a chance.
This 7-year-old refugee really wants to go to the...
He loves pancakes. That's what he absolutely loves. And so I'm going to eat a whole freezer full of them probably. Give me 6 loaves of bread and some syrup.
If we win it, you get all the pancakes the first day.
That's it.
I don't think
they refill it. That would be kind of like just sit around. Because the description was funny too. Like, it was, they also have Eggo style s'mores that you can do as well, like after you book. It was a whole like description. Like, the more it was, it's like, wow, Eggo really does a lot. I'm really looking forward to this trip. Like, this is really good.
Okay, so we don't win. Okay, just say we don't win.
It's a whole Krispy Kreme thing all
over
again.
We know what weekend the people are going to be there.
We go to the house.
All
right. You got to guess that. Do you think it's a name check-in?
Well, how hard is it going to? No, we just wait till they get there. Like, we go Saturday morning or something. And we're like, hey, we didn't win, but man, we need to see this.
We were runner up. We feel like we just want to see what the inside of the house looks like. Even I'm not gonna sleep on the couch. Don't worry, I'm not gonna do what everyone thinks I'm gonna do and freak out, man. I'm just gonna look around and I'm gonna leave. But then you could end up probably sleeping upstairs on this like porch thing they got going.
Yeah,
on
and
this.
Really, how hard is it going to be to find a giant Eggo cabin in Gatlinburg, Tennessee?
I feel like I should show people this.
Let the people see what we're doing next weekend.
Let me do this. Oh yeah, here we go. Okay, so here it is. So HomeToGo.com, they got legitimate pictures here. I mean, look at this thing. This thing is.
It looks like a giant stack of pancakes. Yeah.
It is literally, the exterior of this house is a faux pancake facade. Where you can't buy that at Lowe's. At all.
No, not at all.
Good morning, LKN. 7:18 on this Tuesday already. Can you believe it's Tuesday?
It is. It's Tuesday.
Oh, I think Jeff might be calling right now. Hold on. You can talk amongst yourselves real quick for a second.
Yeah, it's Tuesday already, and we do have a guest in today. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm great.
While Justin's talking to Jeff on the phone, we'll just get to know each other for a little bit.
Sure.
So, do you want to introduce yourself and tell us who you're here with?
Sure, I'm Dave Yoakum.
I guess I'm the founder of Big Day at the Lake 20 years ago. So
20 years ago.
Yeah,
wow.
20 years.
Wow, that's amazing. So how did Big Day at the Lake get started?
Gosh, that's a good question. I lived on the lake. We moved to the lake from Washington, D.C., and then realized it was kind of a private lake. And I realized it would be awesome to share the lake somehow, especially with kids.
Yeah.
So I was lucky enough to link up with Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Mamie, Dave doesn't have headphones on right now.
Oh.
So, but what we're going to do is I'm going to bring Jeff in real quick.
Okay.
So this is going great. Do you want to?
I'll help him out with the headphones.
Yeah, help him out with the headphones. But hit that button for me first while I talk to. There we go. That's what I'm doing. RideICats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. We've got Jeff on the phone with ICATS, RideICats.com. Jeff, how are you, sir?
Hey, hi.
Good morning, Justin. There's no accidents to report at this time. 77 southbound from Statesville going to Charlotte. There'll be your slowdowns around exit 25 and 23 in Huntersville area this morning. As far as northbound, there'll be some slowdowns around exit 23 coming north. Everything else, there's just kind of pockets of heavy congestion, but everything seems to be flowing. Secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville, I haven't heard of any issues this morning.
That's good, Jeff. How about the weather today? Do you think the weather is going to make people not cause accidents today, or do you think we're more prone to accidents when the weather's nice? What do you think?
Every day going down to Charlotte's an adventure. That's all I can say.
That's fair.
That's the best way to put it.
Thanks, Jeff. We appreciate you.
You never know what you're going to see.
It's like all a box of chocolates.
Well, have a great day.
Yeah, we'll talk to you at 8:15, yeah. Jeff. Thanks.
All right.
Bye. Well, that was fun. RideICats.com, alternative transportation. Okay, Mames, that's about the third time I've just thrown you just into the deep end of the pool. There you go. You hit the button. There you go.
I did it
at
the right time. 3 days.
But you see, I didn't do it right because, you know, Bill does this whole thing where he's over here and he makes the sound go away and all that. And you started talking to Dave Yoakam, who's actually here. Dave Yoakam is present in the studio right now. Dave, good morning to you.
Hi, Justin.
How are you?
I'm doing super. How about you?
Doing well. It's good to see you, sir.
Oh, likewise.
You can see me on the big TV in there. Does that feel a little weird, like that you're watching me from that TV? Uh-huh. I'm just looking at the back of your head right now, and that's okay.
Oh, really?
It's very nice.
How's my hair?
Did you get a haircut recently?
Yeah. Hey, that was an awesome question about whether the traffic is affected by great weather.
Yeah. What do you think on that?
Do you think so?
I have a feeling it is.
I agree with you. I think people are staring around. Are you thinking a positive way or a negative way? I guess let me start with that.
I'd say they're looking at the lake.
Yeah.
They're definitely breaking
on 77.
They're breaking for the lake on the bridge.
Hey, turn Dave's mic a little bit more towards him there. Dave, get snuggly with that microphone. Don't be nervous.
Okay.
If it breaks, it's okay. Don't worry about it. All right, Big Day at the Lake. How many years has Big Day at the Lake been going on? 20 years?
It is 20. This is year number 20. We started in 2004.
20 years. And what has been your favorite part of the journey over 20 years for Big Day at the Lake?
Well, I guess we see kids smiling and having a wonderful time on the lake for the first time. Some have never been swimming. Some have never been on a boat. So that's what happens. We're sharing the lake with at-risk kids in Big Brothers Big Sisters.
And you're kind of, I don't want to say parent partner, but Big Brothers Big Sisters is the organization. Has it been the full 20 years that you guys have been partnered with Big Brothers Big Sisters?
Yeah, I conceived this as supporting Big Brothers Big Sisters, a way to get kids out on the lake, actually.
And how many kids guesstimate? You don't have to have the exact number. I know you got a team behind you on that could pull the data. How many kids would you say you've served over 20 years?
Oh, it's in the thousands. If you look at it, there's two ways to look at it. How many kids we've served physically every year, it's on the order of, started at around 50, it's gotten as high as 140, so times 20. But we also do fundraising for Big Brothers, Big Sisters, so we impact, you know, thousands of kids in the organization through the donations that sponsors in Cornelius and all of Lake Norman have given to Big Day at the Lake, Big Brothers, Big Sisters. So there's actually millions of dollars that have flowed from here to Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
How many volunteers each year does it take to put on Big Day at the Lake?
Yeah, that's another good question. It takes, We have 50 to 75 volunteers at the picnic every year, and between 50 and 75 boat hosts every year. So, you know, it's a good 150.
And when you say boat host, so if I own a boat, I can register to bring somebody from some children from Big Brothers Big Sisters onto the lake on Big Day at the Lake on July 20th.
Absolutely. That's how it works. It wouldn't have occurred without the internet and email, you know, 20 years ago.
I tell you, I say it every day, Dave, everything you read on the internet is true. And and Big Day at the Lake
same
is
with
no,
radio, yeah. From what I understand.
Big Day at the Lake is no exception to that. Everything you read is absolutely true. Everything positive. And
well, we welcome the WSIC yacht too.
Oh well, thank you. I she's a little slow going. The WSIC
she?
Yacht. She's a 95 Crest with a 96 Johnson, 48 horsepower. She's built for comfort, not for speed. so just throwing that out. A few cobwebs this time of year, but that's okay. We can work through it. How did Big Day start? Like, what would, do you remember the moment that it was like, we need to do this? Can you tell us like the origin story, if you would, of Big Day?
Well, 2004 is a long time ago, but I just realized the lake was more or less private. The Ramsey Creek Beach was not open back then. The only way to get in the lake was to either live directly on the lake or have access via a boat and a trailer, a car sturdy enough to haul a trailer and pop it in the water. Of course, there was the beach at Lake Norman State Park, but here, unless you lived on the lake, mm-hmm. you just didn't really partake of the lake, especially kids who want to swim. Mm-hmm.
And yeah. So for the kids, was there like a particular kid moment, or is there a memory you have as a kid that made you kind of connect with this, like as far as access and things like that, or is there nothing there? Was it like, hey, let's invite some kids over on the lake and have some fun, and then just turned into a bigger thing?
Well, sure. My wife and I grew up on the Jersey Shore, and the beaches were very, very accessible. Some were paid beaches and some were municipal beaches, but growing up at the shore, you grew up on the ocean, on Barnegat Bay. It was a wonderful thing.
You don't seem like a Jersey Shore kind of guy. Like,
no,
do you?
You don't.
Where's like the you know, sleeveless T-shirt and the
accent?
The accent. Like,
yeah.
Can you do the fist pump? Can you give me a fist pump? Are you able
oh,
to do
gosh.
That?
I might fall over doing this.
There you go.
That was good. There nice. You go. Well, Dennis Bilodeau is going to be here at some point here. Talk about kind of the main players you've got kind of heading up Big Day at the Lake with you now this morning, because you do have a team.
Sure. Jim Duke is our finance chair, so he keeps track of the finances. With our checks that come in, we ask them to be made out to Big Brothers Big Sisters. Big Day at the Lake is not a formal, official organization with an overhead. We're proud of that. We can put on Big Day at the Lake largely with the help of in-kind sponsors. So Duke Energy provides the Explorium picnic ground security for, you know, hundreds of kids and adults, bigs and littles on the day of. Big Day at the Lake is July 20 this year, by the way. So Jim is finance chair. Dennis is our safety chair. My wife, Tracy, is an all-around picnic person. Angela Sweat is another all-around picnic person. There's more. Lots and lots of people have volunteered over the years, and lots of people participate in Big Day at the Lake on the committee level. The next big thing happening is the Beach Bash on March 8th. So that's coming up this week. We're excited about that.
That's Friday.
Yeah, that's very soon.
Absolutely. It starts at 6:30 p.m., goes until 9:30, and we have the Thurston Howell Band
all
performing.
Right.
Woo! I normally would have like a button, like Bill would have a button that like would be like
I'm sure there's
applause.
A button for that.
Yeah, try to get a button next time.
Where is the Beach Bash happening?
Sure, it's at Lost Worlds Brewery in Cornelius on Catawba Avenue.
You like Lost Worlds?
Oh sure, I love it. It's a great place. It's a nice, friendly place.
It's a cool atmosphere.
Yeah, it is
cool. Inside and outside, kind of all glass, and then the tables outside. I drove past it yesterday. I had to drop my truck off at Goodyear, and then because my tire was a little low, yeah. And then so I drove past Lost Worlds. I was like, huh, this makes me think of Dave Yoakam. I said that to myself. I said, Lost Worlds makes me think of Dave Yoakam. No, it didn't. I just wanted to say that because you said that right now on the radio, Dave. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's okay.
All right, Dave. So when now 20 years, last year was a big year, though. The mayors, from what I remember, didn't they declare like an official big day at the lake day?
It's practically a national holiday, if not just Cornelius, Davidson, and Huntersville, actually. Mm-hmm. They often do that, declare our big day at the lake day, you know, town-wide or region-wide. And we've also had it done statewide, thanks to legislators like Representative John Bradford and former North Carolina Senator Jeff Tarte. So,
are you just mentioning people because today's primary day?
Well, it's on my mind.
You're a news guy. You know today's primary day. Did you vote yet already?
Not yet. I do love to vote on election day.
You're a day of guy.
Yeah, I am, but I'm also an independent.
I'm registered unaffiliated. Oh, absolutely.
Same thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't care about the party. No, I'm not going to shout like that. It's too early for that. We're at a big day at the lake ground, not politics. Mamie loves talking about politics. We'll do that in a minute.
My favorite.
All right, come back. Bill's going to show up at some point, hopefully. Otherwise, this thing's probably going to break if he doesn't. Come back.
You should really stick around to hear what the crazy gang of three have to say next. Good morning, LKN on WSIC. Morning pep talk for Lake Norman, Statesville, with Justin, Bill, and Mamie now on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 7:34 already this morning, and it's rolling along pretty good. We're hanging out with some friends in studio. Bill is still not here. Completely has removed himself from the equation. Probably still in Utah. He said, I'm going to be there this morning, but he's
probably... He was flying from Utah when he sent that text.
I'll be there at some point today, and maybe he reversed the hours, because you lose hours when you come back across the United States from the West Coast.
That's right.
He had a good time in Utah. We'll see him hopefully shortly. The coffee's brewed and ready to go. Dave Yoakam has the first cup of the day from the brouhaha. Dave, how is the cup of coffee this morning?
Oh, it's great. I'm doing good. I'm awake.
That is excellent. Now, Dennis Bilodeau is now here in the studio as well. Mr. Bilodeau, good morning, sir.
Good morning to you.
How's what's going on? Are you ready for big day at the lake? Because Dave says you're in charge of all of it now at this point. So how's that going?
That's nice to hear. but item one is Beach Bash, so that's coming up Friday. So we'd love to talk to you about that.
Okay, let's talk about Beach Bash. Dave was giving us the inside scoop. He said, wait till Dennis gets here, though. So what's going on with Beach Bash? I think it's this Friday, right?
That's right. Before we get started, though, let me acknowledge what a great job you do here, Justin. And you provide a place for nonprofits and events like this that are worthy. So hats off to WSIC.
Okay, I know it's primary day, but let's calm it down a little bit with that. All right, we don't need to do the whole hoopla la and all. But I appreciate your kind words. You're always very kind, Dennis. We really appreciate you.
Well, this is the happiest place on earth.
I don't know. You should see this Eggo pancake house that Mamie found me that I registered for. I don't know. That might be a little bit nicer there, but we'll find out. All right, so. Friday Beach Bash. Tell us about it.
Friday Beach Bash. VIPs get in at 5:30, general admission 6:30, and it's being held by another great establishment here in Cornelius, and that's Lost Worlds. David Hand does a great job opening the doors for this event. He's done it now, Dave, for a couple of years
at least. 2 years.
Yeah. So it's a great event. You come and meet and greet with some of your fellow Cornelians and others that are so inclined to help Big Brothers, Big Sisters. That's where all the money goes. There's going to be raffle items. I know for a fact because I did round up a golf package, which is really cool. Foursome, some golf balls, which you'll need because you'll lose a few. At least
which course? That. Can you say which course it's at? Or?
I can. It's Gracious Northstone.
Ah. Oh,
nice.
My club, the Peninsula Club, is nothing but mud, so we moved on. Northstone was very generous, and they provided a foursome. But the package also includes some other miscellaneous golf equipment. There's going to be live music, which is really cool. And the theme being yacht rock, we're going to have the Thurston Howell Band.
Oh, really?
Is it the third?
Thurston Howell the third.
Yes, exactly.
But Dave, you take it away, Mr. Founder. You're the man.
Rocking the stunner shades on the radio right now, too.
I have some for you guys, too.
What you got?
Oh.
Big day at the
little sunglasses
I'm going to bring Justin his.
Oh, you're going to actually get out of the chair? You're going to do that? You're going to pull a move like I do and get out of the chair? Okay. All right. This is normally what I do, where I get up and walk away from the radio. Usually involves me stuffing a waffle in my mouth or something like that.
But stuffing a waffle.
That's usually what I do. Wow, sunglasses, too. Thank you, Mabes. Look at this. All right, I'm going to put these on. Big Brothers Big Sisters is it benefactor? What's the right way I should describe that, Jay?
Beneficiary.
Dave? Beneficiary. But doesn't benefactor sound cooler?
We're the benefactor.
You're the benefactor, they're the beneficiary.
Or all the people in Lake Norman are the benefactors.
The community is the benefactor.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me say too that there have been hundreds and hundreds of corporations, donors, and sponsors over the years that have helped Big Day at the Lake become something very important for Big Brothers Big Sisters. And Dennis, by the way, what year do you think your idea for the Beach Bash occurred? What year was that? We started in 2004.
Yeah.
Pretty soon.
Yeah, I think it was 3 or 4 years into it. We realized we needed another channel to raise money, and booze and party seemed like the right thing to do.
Yeah, campaign under that.
You young people.
If people want to attend the Beach Bash, there's still tickets available, right?
Yes.
And how do they get those?
Online.
Online. What's the website?
Eventbrite.
Okay.
They can go to just go to bigdayatthelake.com, and there is a link to it, to Eventbrite. That's for me, who's a non-techie. That was easy for me to do, so everybody can certainly do that.
Bigdayatthelake.com.
Just like it sounds, all spelled out, bigdayatthelake.com. You'll see some information about the event, and then there's a link that gets you to Eventbrite.
Right.
So, Dennis, you've been doing this for how much? Have you been with Dave since the jump as far as for Big Day, or quite a while is what he said?
Yeah, I missed year one. I think when I just arrived on the scene, it was year two, and gosh, what a great idea.
Year one was strictly seat of the pants. We did not know what we were doing.
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't know what I was doing.
Well, that's every day here, so you're in good company. Dennis, what's been your favorite part over 19 years, we'll say, of working with Big Day at the Lake, and what has been some of your favorite moments?
Yeah, well, actually, when you see the smiles, when you see the camaraderie, being out on the lake, I was a boat host for a number of years, and you just see the bond that happens between the bigs and the littles. And it's not only the morning on the lake, but you head over for a huge picnic. Really fun to see folks like Tom Tillis going on a slip and slide with the little
Jeff Tart,
the mayor, Washam. Everybody's pitching in to help out and having a great time. So when I see those smiles, it's just a great day.
Y'all got EMS on hand. You got some people out here doing slip and slides and stuff like that. Y'all got safety protocols and things like that in place.
We actually do.
We do. We have waivers as you stand there and sign your life away and say, that's not a good idea, but go ahead and do it.
That's usually the way to do things. I think about the area and the lake, the concept of the lake, right? Because I'm of the belief that there are more people that have not had the opportunity to go on the lake than have, even here hyper locally. Do you find that to be true, or am I wrong? And now with Ramsey Creek and some of the public options, everyone goes on the lake all the time.
I've found that there are some littles that have never been in water, so not only not on the lake, but this is the first experience for them, not only getting on a boat, but getting in a tube and being pulled around the lake and maybe a little nervous at first, but once they get going, boy, they have a great time. They don't want to leave, but we tell them, you got to get to the picnic. So it's magic. I mean, it was the perfect fit for having the lake right here with limited access and then bringing bigs and littles together out here to just have a great day.
And then so Beach Bash this Friday happening at Lost Worlds Brewery in Cornelius. What's the overall purpose of the Beach Bash this Friday?
It's a fundraiser. So we hope to bring in money for Big Brothers Big Sisters. It's also a time to have fun.
Fun? Just
enjoy yourselves.
Cornhole?
There's an auction.
Yeah, quite a few baskets to bid on.
You gonna have a raffle or anything like that? You're gonna do raffle tickets, any of that kind of stuff?
We do have a raffle.
Oh, so this is like a full-fledged fundraiser on Friday.
Oh, it is.
This is like a
what were
a
you thinking?
I thought that you were gonna be doing keg stands.
Keg stands.
That's what I thought it was.
Well, that may happen. I'm not sure about that. But you know, Justin, when we first started out, there was clearly an acceptance in the community, and the dollars flowed in, but the generosity of the local folks and businesses is really tremendous, to the point where we're at six figures. Is that right, Dave, as far as raising money each year?
Oh, sure, we are. Over the course of the years, we're approaching $2 million for Big Brothers Big Sisters. And then I toted up where we are last night. Right now, for this year alone, we're at $103,000, with more coming in. Four, all going to Big Brothers Big Sisters.
You don't take a cut of that, Dave?
No.
For the glasses.
How many, Dennis, how many squadrons of volunteers for Dave? Are you safety guy? Are you safety guy? Is that who you are? Is that the right title I should say, safety guy?
That's what my kids call me. The children say, why can't we have that trampoline, Dad? And I'm like, no. And yeah, so my insurance background, being an old guy, I'm the humbug guy that tells them, no, you can't do that. You know, just keep it cool, keep it down. Some of these young folks, no jet skis, no high dives off anything, and but still, they have such a great time out on the water. And if you go to the site, I know you can see photos of folks smiling and being tugged around the lake. It's just a great event.
One of the main volunteer aspects for day of Big Day at the Lake, which again is happening July 20th this year, are boat hosts. Dennis, can you talk to us about the procedure if somebody wants to offer up their boat and be a boat host during Big Day at the Lake?
Yeah, getting close to where you really need to put your hand up, go to bigdayatthelake.com. I believe you can reach some folks there that are organizing it. Clearly, you know, you need a boat, you need insurance, you need to look at the regulations, the rules. And then what happens is Big Brothers, Big Sisters will match up depending on what you want to do, whether you have a sailboat, a regular boat, you're just going to cruise. They'll match you up with some bigs and littles and a fun day out on the lake for that morning.
It's all online.
Yeah.
100%.
100% sign up.
No cap. There it is, maybe.
You got it.
I threw it out. That's a young term right there, by the way. That's what the kids say. We're hanging out with Dave Yoakum and Dennis Bilodeau talking about Big Day at the Lake happening July 20th, 2024. I can't believe July is already around the corner. That's absolutely wild. One more segment with these guys, then we're going to kick them out.
We'll have more Good Morning LKN coming up on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good Morning LKN. 7:48 on this Tuesday. Slowest day of the week. That's what it is. It just happens to be that way every week. Because Monday, right? I've done this song and dance before. Mamie knows this. You got Monday, that's the new day. Wednesday's hump day. You're all the way to Friday from that point. Tuesday's just that awkward, I don't want to say stepchild. I don't want to disrespect all the stepchildren out there. But it definitely feels that way sometimes, like as if it's a little sore. But it's been fun this morning because we're hanging out with Dave Yoakum and Dennis Bilodeau talking about Big Day at the Lake. This Friday, Beach Bash happening at Lost Worlds Brewery, 6:30. What time is it at? What time is it on Friday?
6:30 p.m. General admission. General admission is $50. 5:30 p.m. is the VIP admission with a tour. And that's $75.
Okay, so it does cost to go to the event on Friday.
Yes.
And there will be adult beverages available on Friday.
Beverages are included.
Beverages included on Friday. Now, on July 20th, 2024, during Big Day at the Lake, no beverages.
Forbidden.
No beverage, which is a good thing. That's okay to have a day of no beverages on the lake. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be with kids on boats and safety. And so let's bring in our safety officer here, Dennis Bilodeau, to tell us
Dennis, how serious is it to drink on the lake and drive on a boat? Is that okay or not okay?
Yeah, not okay. There, you know, not only DUI driving, there's a BUI. So it's not cool. And it is morning, by the way. I know on a boat, time stands still as far as when you start. But, you know.
There is no time on boats.
Respect the event. But by the way, Justin, you know, today is Big Tuesday. Today's a huge day. There are two things to do this Tuesday. One, you got to get out and vote.
Got to. If you haven't yet already.
If you haven't already.
You can't vote twice. Although, can we vote twice? Is that a thing? My grandpa used to tell me vote early, vote often. Is that still a thing?
Not in this county.
Okay, I think got
that's frowned on. Okay. But the second is, just to your point, you've got to go online, bigdayatthelake.com, and sign up either as a VIP or a general admission. Pay your money, which I believe 99.9% will go to Big Brothers,
sure,
Big Sisters.
That's right.
Minus the sunglasses.
Yeah. Yeah. That, you know, but that, the cool thing about this beach bash and about Big Day, you'll find that we've had some sponsors that bring the hot dogs, that bring the ice cream. You know, they bring everything that's cool. And then we have volunteers serving it. And it's such a cool event. And it doesn't have a lot of expense to it. It just has a lot of benefit. Dave?
The expense is time, right? Like in getting volunteers to come out and help and participate and believe in the vision. Dave, at this point, like with the vision. Oh, wait, I think Bill's here.
I think I heard him.
I think I heard the door. Oh, yeah, he's here. He's hiding. Yeah, he's going to hide in the office for a little bit. That's okay. So the vision of Big Day at the Lake, Dave, let's come back to you on this. Do you think the original mission that you envisioned for it is the same mark you guys are striving for each year right now?
I think it's still intact. One of the goals is bringing people together who otherwise would not come together. That's an important thing in a stratified society.
Can you define stratified?
Well, sure. There's different levels of wealth and not wealth, and sometimes the disadvantaged kids just don't have the resources or the connections to climb up the ladder.
Do you have a idea or plan for the number of boats that you want to have this year?
Boat host? Sure. We'd love to have between 50 and 75 boat hosts.
And how many kids do you think that would serve?
That would serve 100 to 125 kids. Some boats have one match, so to speak, and some boats have two.
And it's all kinds of boats, right? It's not just like ski boats where they can tow behind. It's sailboats. It's, you know, anything that you want to bring. Hello.
That's where I get awkward. Okay, no, you can stay there. Bill's here now. Okay, now I'm going to have
fun. Here?
No,
hey,
here.
Bill.
Mamie's taking on, are you going to turn on this mic for me? I don't know
if it's on yet or not.
It's on.
You've taken on this like persona with the sunglasses on.
No.
She was real soft and subtle for a moment there. Hey, Dave, just a quick question for you. Really want to know how many boats are left to be able to...
It adds to the coolness.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah. It's nice to be in here with you guys now. Hey, how are you?
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good Tuesday morning.
We're all together
good
now.
Tuesday morning. Now I feel better. These are some dark shades you've got, right? These are dark.
They're Big Day at the Lake
shades.
Does
everybody get a pair of these during the event?
Well, that's a good question. These were... We've handed them out at... We do the North Mac Christmas Parade every year. And we've given out hundreds of Frisbees over the course of the past 2 or 3 years. And in some cases, sunglasses. In some cases, the sunglasses are for our special events. So those who participate in the special events get
I feel special.
Tchotchkes?
Yeah, tchotchkes is a good word.
I don't
word.
Know if that's the right word or not.
No, it's a great word. So this week, this Friday, Beach Bash going on again, 2020. Yacht Rock style. I did not think I'd ever see Yacht Rock again in my life, but... Because I'm terrible at identifying whether or not it's yacht rock. Who's the band again?
The Thurston Howell Band.
And they're purely yacht rock?
Well, I don't know for sure.
Because if I get in there and I'm like, I'm told it's yacht rock, and then I go and it's not yacht rock, I'm going to be confused. Okay, Lost Worlds Brewing. There is a price to get in at $50 at the door for general admission.
Actually, we like it to be done online.
You want it done in advance online. Do you take cash or card?
Sure.
A little bit of both. Okay. And then July 20th, 2024 is Big Day at the Lake. The littles and the concept of like picking the kids and all that to be part of, does Big Brothers, Big Sisters handle all that and all that coordination?
They do. And I guess one way to look at it, why this works so well, is each child, little, comes with a built-in chaperone, namely their big. with whom they have a strong relationship.
So it's kind of this whole experience for everyone at every level. It's not just, hey, you're one piece of it, or it's, oh, it's just kids coming in. It's the boat hosts are going to hang out with the kids and the bigs are going to be there. It's a whole thing.
It is a whole thing. Well, the boat host can feel comfortable in that the children that come to their boat or their house have a built-in chaperone, have an adult who's responsible for that child.
Because that would make, you know, random kid coming in like on your boat, like I'd be a little nervous if I was a boat host about it. So this is definitely a good...
Yeah, we don't do that.
Yeah, well, you don't just drop them off at the door and then just say, hey, have a good day?
I've done that with my children, but no.
It's good for them to have someone they trust, especially if it's their first time on the lake. I know that can be really nerve-wracking for a child, too.
In some cases, we have boat hosts who ask for the same big and little that they had the year before.
I love that.
So that happens a lot.
Yeah.
Is there a type of boat that you know? No personal watercrafts, right? So no jet skis. But let's say like sailing. Are there any sailboats that go out for Big Day?
Yes, we've had sailboats.
That's cool.
What happens most often though is the kids are looking to tube, go fast.
Oh, they want the thrills.
Yes.
I don't even like that. I'm scared to tube. I can't tube.
No, I don't like to tube either. No, I don't like to go fast on the lake. I just want to go as slow as possible. Yeah.
And there's also a drive-by with the fire boat and the police boat.
Oh, so that's fun.
Sure.
The fire boat will do a spray with their cannons. It's really cool.
That is cool. Do the local, like Cornelius PD and the fire department, so in that participation, have they participated with you guys for a long time for the
Absolutely.
Event?
Absolutely. They come every year, actually.
That's fun. It's nice to engage with. Is that another aspect? Like, do you think of it that way? Like engaging kids with emergency services and that kind of, or is it not that kind of thing? It's just, hey, they happen to become put on a good time for the kids.
I think they put on a good time, but it is great for the interactions to take place. I, for one, have gotten a ride on the police boat.
You have?
Yeah.
I still have not.
Oh, it's great.
I got it.
It's going to happen this year.
I want to do it in the wintertime and like make us go like diving in the lake, like the training, but maybe wouldn't wear a wetsuit.
No, just
make sure you do it voluntarily. Seeing you on the lake.
That's true. No, it's again, I cruise very slow on the lake. I am not a fast goer on the lake. Most of the time, my bottom is parked for the entire time. So captains and people, is there any insurance requirements and those kind of things? Like if they're going to also bring, you know, any additional, I guess we'll say.
We do require insurance.
That's a smart move.
I think that was Dennis's idea.
Safety officer.
Yeah, yeah, and insurance salesman.
Yeah. You've got a policy for that.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, that's built in, and that's one thing that we do reassure the boat owner that if you invite somebody on, just like you would inviting Justin on board, you know, it's your responsibility to be safe, and your insurance will pick up coverage if you have guests on your boat.
So Big Day at the Lake is put on, like you said, by the generous donations of people in the companies, everyone in the community. Do you have some top people that you want to mention or say thanks to or anybody like that? You're welcome. I mean, besides Tracy, who really is the magic to everything in your world. But,
sure. I don't want to miss anyone, though.
No, that's fair. So you'd rather do nobody. We'll just keep it to Tracy.
We have presenting sponsors that are giving actually $10,000 to Big Brothers Big Sisters. Admiral sponsors are $5,000. $2,500 is the commander
level
sponsor, and then there's $1,000 for the captain sponsor. And for our sponsors, this is kind of fun. We have something called the Blessing of the Fleet Day of. So sponsors are invited to gather together with safety officers, Big Brothers Big Sisters, and a church minister. A minister will give the blessing and then go on our merry way towards Big Day at the Lake.
That sounds like a fun time.
It is. It's
just
sweet.
Does everyone send off from the same location? Like, do you guys all meet at the same location?
No, it's all separate locations, courtesy of the internet, actually. So it takes place at all different locations wherever the boat is. And then we do gather together for the picnic at the Duke Energy Explorium.
And that happens after?
After, at about 1 p.m.
Okay, so it's a morning boat kind of thing on the lake, and then everybody meets back up. And that's at Ramsey Creek, or where is that at?
Duke Energy Explorium.
Where is that at?
Blythe Landing.
Oh, Blythe Landing. Oh, that's cool.
No, it's at the Explorium, which is a thing.
The Explorium is a thing. See, now I'm just confusing everybody on purpose. And
it's courtesy of Duke. They've been very generous over 20 years.
Duke participates. Yes. They have an Explorium on the lake.
Oh, yeah.
It's down, Down 73.
73.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I can picture it. So you're almost in Denver then at that point. Is that almost. Where you're right
on
there?
The way, yeah.
Right near the dam. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You don't, you've not driven off the dam with a boat before, right? Like you can't go down the river.
We frown on that.
Okay. That's a negative thing. Okay. I just want to make sure. All right. Big Day at the Lake Beach Bash, though, is this Friday. Big Day at the Lake, July 20th. The Beach Bash happening at Lost Worlds Brewery this Friday, March 8th. VIP 5:30 to 6:30. General admission 6:30 to 9:30. BigDayAtTheLake.com. Thank you both.
Oh, thanks so much.
They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good morning, LKN. 8:06. I feel restored now.
The band's back together.
Oh, my gosh. I feel so much better. It's almost like it was an eternity from Thursday evening until about 7 minutes ago. This has just been, what a day. Let's welcome him in. Oh, he muted. He's already got me muted. Oh, he knows. Bill's back. He's back to the normal routine. You want to do it one more time?
Bill Guy, the buffer guy.
Bill Guy, the buffer guy.
Bill.
Bill Guy, the buffer guy.
Radio rule.
Bill Guy, the buffer guy.
How's everybody doing?
Got that Utah draw on.
Yeah.
I got that.
Yeah.
Is that how they talk out there in Utah with that country cowboy draw?
Absolutely not. Well, maybe. Yeah, some of them. It's a lot of different people in Utah.
What? Okay, you went to Utah for a wedding. You also got something that we have not experienced now for 3 years.
Right.
Snow. And how much snow accumulated?
Snow. Yes.
Was
got
it a lot
of snow. It
a
was,
lot of it.
Yeah, it was plenty. Plenty. I got my fix.
You're good for
everybody.
Year.
Yeah.
Did you bring
it's just
back
like
in
y'all remember. Yeah, it's just like y'all remember. It's
cold,
snow.
It's
yeah,
wet.
It's cold. It's snow. But it is beautiful out there, man. It's beautiful.
You sent me this AI level picture whenever you first got there, and it was the mountains in the back.
Yeah, it's just crazy how crisp all that stuff looks. Yeah, it is a sight to see. I recommend stopping by and checking out Utah.
Just to see it real quick?
For a bit, yeah.
Did you take this from the airport? Is that what you did?
Oh, wow.
You took the picture from the airport?
I'm not sure exactly which one you're holding up, but
it looks like mountains in the background. It says Salt Lake City.
Yes,
so
I believe
was
that was on my ride in. Yeah, okay. So that was on the drive up to Ogden. So flew into Salt Lake City on Friday. Drove up to Ogden, about 37-minute drive north of Salt Lake City. Ooh. And
is that when you saw the buffalo, or did you see buffalo?
We saw buffalo on Sunday. And Sunday was probably the coldest day.
Mm.
Went to Antelope Island.
Antelope Island.
Antelope Island.
Did you see any antelopes?
Did not see the antelopes, unfortunately. But yeah,
on
so,
my refund.
Right, that's what I said. But it does cost about $5 to get on the island. But the buffalo were, excuse me, bison.
I'm not sure what the difference.
Let's be clear. Bison. These were bison.
I've had a bison burger before.
I have too.
Yeah,
it's not bad.
I'm pro bison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you'll eat them? Like you'll eat them or?
No, but I will respect them.
Okay.
You know, bison can reach a top speed of 40 miles an hour. These are big creatures. I'll have to share some pictures of me with the bison.
Oh, I thought you were going to share some more facts about bison. I thought that's.
Okay. Bison, if they are looking at you,
they're going to kill you?
No. But not yet.
Not yet.
If they look at you, they are, you know, you're in their radar. Oh. You know, like they're judging, scanning. Threat, non-threat.
If they're looking, they are calculating.
If the tail goes up, this is a bad thing.
Really?
This is a bad thing.
They can put their tail up?
Right. You need to...
I didn't even know bison could control their bodies
walk
like that.
Back slowly. They say walk back, but...
Do I maintain eye contact?
I was going to say, what if you they look at you and you just look
yeah,
the other way?
Yeah, do you look away real quick? Like, is that... Oh, no, I don't think you saw me.
Right. I don't know. It does not have many suggestions at that point.
Run for your life.
Just get out of there.
Right, but it says running is probably not what they would recommend.
That's what they say don't do.
Right.
But I cannot run 40 miles an hour.
No, especially in the snow. Yeah. It is their territory, but man, we were probably about, you know, first down away from...
Wow.
from a herd of them, herd of bison.
All right. What was your flight experience like? Did you fly American?
No, we flew Southwest on the way there.
Mm.
And United on the way back.
Okay. Your trip started with a stop at, I think it's what, 1895 Market? And were there rats at Charlotte Douglas at 1895 Market?
I did some perusing.
Sure.
Even bought some cheese, put it on the ground. Did not see any rats there. So okay. Maybe it was just some, what'd they describe it, a slight rodent activity.
So my guess was they just got their snack and they got on the plane.
Right. They got on the plane.
Back to Europe.
Right. So no more rats at 1895
Market. 1890s, somewhere in that range.
Somewhere in the 1890s market range, yes.
Yeah, that
late
decade.
Late 90s.
Yeah, late 90s.
But it was a great trip. Shout out to Nat and her family. The wedding was beautiful. It was at the, so it was supposed to be at the top of this mountain. Snow Basin is what the mountain is called. But they were having wind gusts on Saturday up to 100 miles an hour. So originally we're supposed to go to this ski resort, take a gondola up to the top, and the wedding was going to be at the top of the mountain at the resort at the tippy top, which would have been
the
beautiful.
Pinnacle.
Right. Where it was just kind of the main lodge, also very beautiful. But yeah, the wind gusts, they closed down the gondola. They're like, you're 100 mile an hour.
We're not going to let you die.
Which I appreciated.
Yeah, I can imagine that's actually a positive.
And it was a very beautiful ceremony. Like I said, it's hard to find a bad view when you're just surrounded by it. And I'm saying it just looks so crisp. I mean, it looked
AI generated.
Yeah, it looks fake, right? Yeah.
I thought it was funny when you sent the picture because I think we were talking last week, literally like on Thursday before you left, like, is Utah flat? Are there like a lot of mountains? And you were like, I think it's both. And your picture is like, it's both. Like there is like prairie land leading up to mountains.
Correct. Yeah. And the...
We nailed it.
We did.
We nailed it.
We really did.
The Great Salt Lake. I mean, it is a pretty big lake.
Can you see across it?
You can just because there are mountains.
Oh, you can see the features of the other side.
Right, correct.
You can't necessarily see the other side.
Correct.
Did you go on the lake?
No, did not go on the lake. It's so cold.
It's frigid out there.
It's so cold, yeah. So Friday was kind of like the most approachable day weather-wise. It was a little rainish-y. But outside of that, it was just snow flurries from then forward. Yeah.
And then you get back and it's like 70 degrees here. Yeah. Is your equilibrium off or?
Yeah, I woke up this morning. Believe it or not, I was on time.
I believe
it. And then I'm in this dream and they're like, man, what do you do for work? And I'm like, oh, I'm on the radio. And they're like, you mean what kind of radio? I'm like, yeah, we do a morning show all the time, every weekday. And I'm like, as I'm saying that, I'm like, wait a minute.
What time is it?
I'm not supposed to be here right now.
I don't even go to this school.
Right. And that's when I woke up and texted you guys. And then I'm a little messed up equilibrium-wise.
I would imagine the time zone shift.
That time
zone.
Yeah, it got me. I tried to kind of overpower it. But like I said this morning, I don't know what it was. I hit the alarm, worked effectively.
It did work.
I ignored it because I was like, oh, it's so loud. I don't want to wake up my significant other.
I don't want to be rude to her. Let me turn this off.
Right.
Right.
And I'll get up in just a second.
You did come to work. Yeah, you did come to work, just in your dream.
Right.
So right.
Yes, exactly.
It wasn't a hardware issue. It was a software situation.
Correct. It was a user error.
Well, we appreciate you being here. Glad you're
back.
Great to be back. I can't speak to any of the shows that happened. Friday worked. Well, I don't want to say it worked out, but it worked out. Yesterday, I don't know, Joe Vagnone probably is going to have some words for you as far as never letting you leave again.
Gotcha.
And Claudia as well. I think she survived today's Real Talk, at least from what she said.
Job.
She did a great job. She carried the whole show. So I chicken with my head cut off, which is fine. We got Ben McKeith and Greystone Lodge coming up at 8:30. A little look at traffic next.
They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good morning, okay, and 8:18 on this Tuesday.
It's still Tuesday.
It's still Tuesday already happening. And
your
that's,
favorite day of the week.
It's not that it's not my favorite day of the week. It's the day where I question life more than others.
Oh, just more than others.
Yeah, because you've got a lot of in-between time to figure things out, I feel like. Maybe it's a good planning day. Maybe that's the way to think about it. It's like Tuesday, because it's in between, it's this is the day, take all of those tasks that like you say to yourself every other day, I'm going to do this another day, and you put them all on Tuesday. Does that make Tuesday better or worse?
Tuesdays, I have meetings from 10 a.m.
Heavy meeting day?
Heavy meeting day, 10 a.m. to about 4 p.m.
Wow.
Straight through. I think I get
continuous
30 minutes for lunch, yeah.
Like
heavy day.
Wow.
Heavy day.
Are they all virtual?
No, not all virtual. A couple in person.
So you go back and forth.
Yeah.
That's a lot to deal with mentally.
It's a heavy day, yeah.
So, okay.
I usually eat lunch at like 4 o'clock on Tuesdays.
Is that because nobody wants to meet on Monday anymore that you find?
Nobody wants to meet on Mondays. I don't work on Fridays. And then I don't want meetings on Thursdays. So they just
that was just by choice.
I don't like meetings.
So that was Tuesday and Wednesday.
At least Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
So was Wednesday also heavy? Wednesday's also heavy for you too, then probably.
Nah, it's not as bad.
You think Tuesdays are heavy on the streets?
Definitely.
RideiCats.com, alternative transportation. $3 each day, each way to commute from Irondale County to the city of Charlotte. We got Jeff on the phone. Jeff, all is restored and balanced in the world, sir. Good morning. How are the roads looking?
Good morning, Justin. 77 South, heavy congestion. Cornelius down to Huntersville. Going into Charlotte, heavy congestion. Things are moving. There's no accidents to report at this time. 77 northbound, up around from 485 to exit 23, going really all the way up to Cornelius. There's heavy congestion. As far as secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville, I haven't heard of any issues, but if you're headed to Charlotte, just be prepared for some slowdown.
All right, Jeff, we appreciate that thick tumbleweed-like traffic happening. Huntersville North, we'll say. Thankfully, no accidents, though, Jeff. We appreciate you. Enjoy that beautiful weather today, Jeff. You got the windows down on the bus or what?
Not yet, but I look forward to going for a walk with my wife this afternoon when we get off work. This is nice Carolina weather.
That's a great decision, Jeff. We appreciate you, sir. RideiCats.com, alternative transportation. Today's Tuesday. You guys are heading to the VA today. So if you've got an appointment at the VA in Salisbury, you probably want to move them to Tuesday because it's only $1 to pick you up from your house and take you to the VA. Jeff, we're so grateful for you. We appreciate you. Travel safe. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. You guys have a great day.
You too, sir. There it is. RideiCats.com. Only $1 around town. You think... extended trip to Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Bill doesn't know yet about the Eggo Pancake House.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't know what we're doing next weekend.
So, Bill, there should be a tab open on your Firefox. The first one, first tab, pop that open. Oh, yeah, Mamie found this. This is the official...
I didn't know how deep this was going to go, or maybe I did.
Eggo Pancake House. Happened to be, yesterday was the day that the registration opened up for next weekend. Your boy got registered last night. No charge. 3 nights.
There's 8 of us going.
Are you serious?
Well, I haven't been picked yet, but I did get my registration.
Oh, it's a lottery. Okay. Yes, so it's a lottery.
Says within 2 to 3 business days, they'll make their decision.
So we'll know this week.
So
that's big time.
The Pancake House in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. We've applied for an official WSIC trip.
I'm ready.
Doing the morning show from the Pancake House. Maybe.
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 What a tease.
Definitely
I like it.
Showing up Saturday to whoever else is there.
Would it be inappropriate to bring a gift to Eggo, bring a box of waffles to the Pancake House?
They have plenty of waffles.
Well, they got pancakes.
Maybe they don't have syrup.
There you go.
You know, the description does not talk about syrup.
They don't.
It talks about s'mores. Eggo s'mores?
Eggo s'mores.
Special
Eggo
s'mores? I don't even know how that
it
works.
It went in Rome.
You got to go for it, right?
Oh, yeah. You got to do all the Eggo.
You throw pancakes with Dolly, you mix those two together.
Oh, man.
Who knows what you're going to
get? Oh, you make some chicken and waffles, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, let's just spend the next.
Just talking about food.
All the different ways that we could eat pancakes and waffles.
Favorite flavor within pancakes?
Oh, I just like just the regular.
You don't put anything?
No, I don't put anything in them.
Strawberries?
No.
Blueberries?
No, just classic.
Peaches?
No, just classic pancakes.
Syrup?
Yes, syrup.
Whipped cream?
But it has to be like real maple syrup.
None of that fake.
No, no, we're not doing.
You don't like the scissor?
No, we're not doing. No, definitely not scissor. Not doing imitation syrup.
Wow, Mamie's scissor is purple right now.
No, we don't do that.
She's literally asleep again.
Just the real maple syrup, a little bit of butter. That's it.
Okay. I mean, I'll eat it however.
I
can get it.
Just put it in front of me. What are we doing? Well, no, that's waffles. I was saying, where's Melissa at the Peach Cobbler Factory again?
Yeah.
But no, she'll. Okay. Well, pancakes would be fun. So maybe we get that opportunity, Bill. We'll find out. Maybe within the next day or two.
We'll find that's out. Awesome.
Don't know if they let us do the morning show from there. I didn't.
I hope they're not listening.
What happened, Bill, was I got so excited that I actually got through like the registration and it had this text field for description. I was like, oh, maybe I'm supposed to write something like this is like an essay submission contest. Tell them how much. And I couldn't think of anything. So I just thought, I love pancakes. Like I literally just wrote that exclamation point. But I spelled pancakes wrong. I spelled it. I looked back because I got a confirmation
email. So you
said
pancakes. Should have said waffles probably.
No. It is the pancake house. I see that. And
yes.
There's a misconception. I would think Eggo waffles at
correct.
First.
Yeah.
But they're pushing pancakes. So I said, I love pancakes.
They're pushing P.
But I spelled it P-A-N-K-C-A-K-E-S. So with my last name of Justin Kazepas, who submitted, I love pancakes, we may have a shot here.
I think they think I'm something else
that I'm not. No, I'm not a 7-year-old child.
That's how you stand out, though.
Child.
Yeah.
That's
good.
Yeah. So we'll
whatever
see if that
takes.
Gets us
you
anywhere.
You know what? We appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate you. You brought it forward. So really blame Mamie if all this happens.
Yeah.
So this is really a test and an
just
experiment.
Just want to get on that tandem bike with somebody.
It's the tandem bike out front that really
yeah,
gets
that's
you.
Really
that's the
what
picture
it is.
That gets
yeah.
you going on there. All right. We didn't have a word of the day this morning, Bill, at 7:15, just so you know.
Did you guys have one yesterday?
We did. Vexed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, you remembered it.
Right.
Good job.
I actually remember.
I was really hoping that
that we didn't. So then that way,
right? I could just maybe use that one.
There you go. The phone's ringing. I did turn the phone ringer off yesterday too. I forgot about that. So I had to call back Jeff at 7:15. You think I would have realized like in that moment mm-hmm. that I had turned the ringer off on the phone? But you know, this is what happens when you break things.
Yeah. We're just gonna roll with it.
That's okay. We got Ben McKeith and general manager of Greystone Lodge coming up next. He's got the direct. These shades really are dark.
They're really
I'm having
dark.
A big Dave Yoakum, big day at the lake came through and brought these stunner shades here, and I'm having to like lift them up.
But
to
they'd
be
great for a day at the lake.
They would be outside.
Yeah.
But inside in a controlled lighting setting, it's very difficult. So Ben Yoakum. Nope. I just crossed those two. Ben McKeith and general manager Greystone Lodge. He's gonna be joining us live via video. So IG Live fam, social live fam. Or if you're watching the video replay, he'll be live from Appalachian Theater with the director, Suzanne Livesay. She'll be joining us. And I always enjoy when Ben brings forward these people from the mountains. This is one of the days, and being an app guy, this kind of weather mm-hmm. just gets me excited to be outside and just drive.
Yeah.
Do you ever just drive with the windows down, or no, are you not a windows down person?
Oh, I am a windows down person. Yeah, especially around town. Yeah, always. Windows down, sunroof open.
There is the thing with putting the windows down, though. You can't put just one. Do you get that
yeah,
thump?
Yeah, you have to put at least two down.
Is it two?
Yeah, at least two.
I've found like maybe 2.25 sometimes.
Or
like I got to play
do,
with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, one and let's like crack one. Yeah.
As long as it's like there's got to be a flow of air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same thing if you have like the windows open and your door slammed shut, you have to keep that flow of air going through.
Maybe that's like a feature Tesla should come up with of like optimum sound performance with
windows down.
Judging the wind pushing on the side
Tesla
of the vehicle.
People probably don't ever put their windows down. They don't want to see us peasants out there in our regular cars.
They're basically made of glass, aren't they? In the whole car,
yeah,
like glass?
But they're like in their glass case of emotion, not looking at us.
Well, coming from the lady who loves the Jeep Wagoneer.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
this
love
the
it.
Giant
just
glass
big
box.
Just big old box.
Judging
yeah.
everyone while driving around.
I'm going to do it anyway. I'm not going
to
stop.
It doesn't require the glass windows to accomplish that goal.
No.
Okay. All right.
No,
well, that
I'll
works.
I'll judge everybody in their Armada, too.
No. No, you don't.
No, I don't. I'm a very nice person, really.
Sometimes I'll just look out there. Oh, look, they don't have their lawn ready yet.
Oh, no. I do.
That's where my mind goes to.
Yeah.
Is that a guy thing?
I don't know. I judge people on that, too. Or I
you
really
do?
No.
You judge people on their grass?
I do the other side. If their grass is really nice, I assume that they have everything together in their life.
In their whole like
their whole life.
Another perfect person.
Yes, they're perfect. Like, if their grass is green now, they know everything. Like, they've got it all together. Because ours is not.
That's interesting. So if their grass is kept nicely, then their whole world must be perfect. And that then makes us upset.
Yeah, because mine's not. Or if I drive by and they have their garage doors open and their garage is clean, I'm like, oh, well, thank you.
Who's got a really clean garage? There ain't no, I mean, that's
there are some people in my neighborhood who have a very organized garage.
That must mean they have like 6,000 square feet of attic space.
Maybe. Or maybe they just don't keep as much junk as we do.
Or they just don't. Maybe they're better. Yeah.
They're better at throwing stuff away than we are.
My garage.
They
right
don't
now.
Just set their Christmas tree in the garage without putting it in the box at the end of the year.
I got really big into like organizers on the wall type thing. At least like my idea of organizing on the wall. Yeah. So now like stuff just literally hangs from the ceiling and from everywhere inside the garage.
Yeah.
But now it's to the point I'm out of like wall space. And so there's stuff back on the ground. And it's a problem.
That's us too.
Yeah. I have that.
That's us too. We tried hanging things on the wall too. It just didn't.
We can fit one car in the garage.
Well, I bought a car that was too big to go in the garage. So
yeah, it probably doesn't. It even to spec. Like you can't, even if it was perfectly clean garage, it probably couldn't even fit.
No,
the
it
door.
Wouldn't fit. No. Yeah. Like they even let me test drive it overnight and I didn't even try to get it. I didn't even think to try and get
it. Left
in
the driveway for all the neighbors
I
to
put
see.
Put it in the driveway for Rob to look at.
I got all my stuff together, neighbors. Look at this armada. Yeah. This is it.
Yep, so it won't fit. Oh, missed that. Missed that part of
that's
it.
That's okay.
But
does Rob park in the garage?
No, he doesn't.
So no cars in the garage?
No cars in the garage. And until I got the Armada, my car was always in the garage because I did not grow up with a garage. And so I really liked that aspect of not having to have like the ice that you scrape off the windshield and stuff like that. But
when we moved to our place, my mom couldn't believe that we weren't like trying to figure out a way to get both vehicles parked in the garage. Like it was the end of the world
that we
were not parking the cars in the garage.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a generational thing as far as like you have a garage, what is it used for? In my mind, it's basically storage.
Yeah,
that's my private storage unit instead of paying $130 a month down the street.
Right.
It's just my garage. So
right. Well, now it's our golf simulator.
Stay where you are. There's more Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good Morning LKN, 8:33 on this Tuesday. And we're going to be joined shortly by Ben McKeith and General Manager, Graystone Lodge, G-R-A-Y, graystonelodge.com. He's going to be coming to us live from the Appalachian Theater. We'll be introducing the director, Suzanne Livesay. She'll be hanging out, telling the history of the theater, upcoming events, Boone, the High Country area, a lot of arts and culture. Only about a two-hour drive.
Yeah, not even. Not even two hours.
So it's a nice, you can make a day trip up there if you want to. We'll be giving away another two-night stay at Graystone Lodge soon. We did give it away in the month of February, the Lucky in Love contest as part of for Valentine's Day. Maybe this is a spring has sprung, something like that. I just made that up. Look, that's above my pay grade. I just literally made that concept up. Okay. I think Bennett is hanging out on the video chat. I mean, he hasn't turned his camera on right now. Oh, there he is. I knew he was hiding in the background over there. Ben,
hey guys, how we doing?
Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
I'm great. Coming to you live from King Street. It's a beautiful morning up here in the High Country. I'm very excited to introduce you to a good friend of mine, the director of the Appalachian Theater, Suzanne Livesay. She's right here with me, and we're outside of the iconic marquee sign. Check this out.
Miss Suzanne, such a pleasure to meet you. Thank you for joining us with Ben today.
Oh, so glad to. Thanks for having me.
So Ben is going to ask you some questions, and we're looking forward to hearing the story, the history, upcoming events, everything going on with Appalachian Theater. App grad here, a few more on the core team are app grads, so love the Appalachian Theater. And tell us a little bit about it and all the things, wonderful things going on there.
Well, I'll start off. I like to do a little get to know me segment with my guests that I bring on here. And, you know, one of the things I like to ask is, how do you like to take your coffee?
Oh, I am a straight latte gal. Hot latte, real milk.
Nice. No,
I don't need flavor. I want to taste the coffee.
There you go.
But I like milk.
And when you're in the High Country and you're thinking about a great place to go dine, what's the top place that comes to your mind?
Oh,
that's a tough question.
It is because there's a lot of great places up here. If you want a good burger, I'd go to the Cardinal.
Oh yeah.
If you want somewhere that's open a lot and always has consistent food, is Lost Province Brewing.
Oh yeah.
And they're right here in downtown. If I want some of the best sushi in town. I'd go to Kobo.
Oh, yeah. We got it all.
We're foodies. My family, we're foodies.
Sorry, we got a little street noise out here, but that's how it is out here on King Street.
Rush hour and
It sounds busy. It sounds quite busy out there. My goodness.
Well, tell us a little bit about the history and maybe some events maybe coming up that we want us to know about.
Sure. So the history of the theater, it was built in 1938 as a movie house. And so we've held on to some of that tradition. Fast forward, there was a we got a lot of history in there. There was a flood that kept the train from coming up here anymore. Then in 1950, we had a popcorn fire in the theater, and it shut it down for 5 months. When it reopened, it was mostly a film house, and CinemaScope was widely used at that time, and so that's what it kind of became. Pretty popular throughout the 50s, 60s, and then in the 70s, because of television, we start to see a decline in historic theaters, people go into the theater like they were earlier, and so it turns into a dollar theater. So a lot of folks that went to App know it as a dollar theater during the 70s, 80s, 90s, into 2007. And then in 2007, it was purchased by a developer, and he gutted the whole place to turn it into a nightclub. And then we all know what was right around the corner after 2007. He didn't have any more money. And so then we end up, he ends up dropping it, and it goes bankrupt, and it's purchased by the town of Boone. And then the town of Boone also worked with a nonprofit that was developing in 2011 to save the Appalachian Theater. And they spent 10 years approximately and $10 million renovating it. And we reopened about 6 months before COVID. So that's kind of the history.
That is a fascinating history. And I have a lot of memories of the sticky floors from the Dollar Theater. A lot of great memories and movies have been seen right here. And it was so sad when it closed, but what an amazing journey to get this place where it is. I've been through several events and shows here, and I'm constantly just so impressed with what you guys did here.
Thanks. Yeah. And so last year we hosted over 140 events in the venue, and we're going to do more this year. We're already at that number so far this fiscal year. And some upcoming events that we have a couple of Irish bands coming in for the St. Paddy's Day on the 17th. We have Socks in the Frying Pan, of course. And then a week later, we have One for the Foxes. So we have two Irish bands at the end of March. And then heading in, we've got a lot of rentals and a lot of community theater that will be happening in the venue. But one of the big things that we are excited about is having Del McCurry in May. And then also a local named Adam Church that he'll be doing a concert here as well. He opened for Luke Combs when he played the stadium, so he's kind of got a following up in the high country. And then we will have a full season during the summer with a couple of shows that we'd love for folks to come up and see.
That's a lot of events planned in quite a short amount of time. Ms. Suzanne, how long have you been the director of Appalachian Theater?
Yeah, so I came here in August of 2022 and was working in a big performing arts center down in Tampa before that.
So now that you're here with the Appalachian Theater and you know all this history, and real quick, one of the pieces of the history that I wrote down here, you said a popcorn fire? Is that what you said?
Yes. Yes. So in 1950, it was a Saturday matinee showing, a lot of kids in the theater, and they had just moved the popcorn machine from the front of the building to the rear of the very dry old building. There was indeed a popcorn fire that morning in the middle of the film, and all the families and kids and all the attendees made it across the street to what was the old Daniel Boone Hotel and waited on the lawn. It's no longer there, heartbreakingly. But it's neat because we have a photo in the theater that has a kind of a ghost image of some of the Daniel Boone Hotel in it. So it's kind of neat if you come by. We do historical tours, and we'd be glad to tell you about that story when you come through. But yeah, that is... was a pretty pivotal moment in the life of the theater.
So when you're picking and looking for events to bring to Appalachian Theater, knowing that history, knowing the deep roots that it has for the town of Boone, what kind of goes through your mindset when you're considering certain things, or your team is considering certain things? I know it's not, you have a team behind you helping you out. What's that process like?
Yeah, so we do a lot of bluegrass up here. So we just had Sam Bush on Sunday, sold out and had a great show. It was neat to see him in more of a auditorium theater with really great sound. So we're constantly thinking of bluegrass, and we have a Doc Watson day that we'll do in August with the town of Boone. And so we are going to have some kind of band that is going to honor Doc that day. So in the past, we've had Michael Cleveland, and last year we had Appalachian Roadshow and Brian Sutton come in. I can't announce quite yet who's coming, but I will tell you it's going to be a very good band.
We appreciate that tease. How important would you say the theater and the atmosphere that it provides to the arts and cultural scene of Boone? How important is that?
Yeah, so I would come up and visit here. I actually worked my first college job was in Blowing Rock. So I was introduced to the high country even when I was in college. And it was kind of like without having a theater here, you didn't have that cornerstone of the community. And that's what I consider it now, is as you come down King Street, it's not only an amazing billboard, as you can see, but it's also kind of a cornerstone of this community. So we have the Turchin Center and Schaefer. That is their visual arts center that is right down one more block. So we've kind of got a little bit of a cultural corner being developed here in the high country. That's something I'd love to see kind of get an official statement about somewhere down the line.
Suzanne, thank you so much for your time today. So excited to see the Appalachian Theater thriving after what a history. I'm stuck on the popcorn fire. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm still stuck on that. I already don't eat popcorn very often because it gets stuck in my teeth. But now I've got an excuse because I don't want to cause a fire. I don't want to cause a fire. So I'm okay. Ben, what is going on at Greystone Lodge? The sun is shining here in Lake Norman, North Charlotte area. What's going on in Boone?
I tell you what, it's that really interesting time of year. We're kind of between season, but we're still holding on to winter a little bit. Still got great skiing going on at Appalachian Ski. Sugar Mountain, Beach Mountain, they're preparing for their end of season, but they still have quite a bit of snow. Guests that are coming back, even yesterday morning, were saying great conditions. Your crowd sizes are much smaller this time of year. It's a great time to get away, get those last few runs in. Still have rooms available at the Greystone this weekend. Great time to come up and explore the high country. Great restaurants, events happening. Check out our blog post on greystonelodge.com to get the latest on that. Discount through the WSIC Instagram page to book your room at a discount. And we are just constantly working on projects, getting ourselves ready for a really exciting year at the Greystone.
A lot of local partnerships, so you get those discounts when you stay at Greystone Lodge, G-R-A-Y, GreystoneLodge.com. Ben mentioned the discount you get if you go through the WSIC News Instagram page. We're also going to be giving away another two-night stay to Greystone this month in the month of March, so you're going to want to stick around for that. Ben, these local partnerships that you guys are doing, you got the ham shop still in the parking lot, Phys Ed you had on last week. How is the local community and the local small business scene growing and thriving right now in the Boone area?
Yeah, it is really crazy. We're constantly having great conversations with potential new vendors to come into the restaurant, new partners. The ham shop, they had a great weekend. I talked to them on Sunday. They got a lot of folks come through there, enjoy their new food items. Guests are enjoying being able to order food, have it right there at the hotel. That's typically open Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Ham shop is one of those names that it rings a bell to a lot of people that have been in the Boone area before, and it perks a lot of interest when they see it come back alive, and it's been really exciting to be a part of that for sure.
Okay, Ben McKeith, and general manager of Greystone Lodge, G-R-A-Y, GreystoneLodge.com. Check out the website. You can see the blog. A concierge-level service at a boutique hotel in Boone. The best place to stay if you're traveling to the high country, local discounts. And again, we're going to be giving stuff away. Ben, we appreciate you. We'll talk to you again on Thursday.
Thank you. You guys have a great week. Enjoy this beautiful weather.
Absolutely. You as well, sir. All right, Good Morning Fam. When we come back, we're going to have word of the day.
We'll have more Good Morning LKN coming up on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on WSIC.
Good morning, okay, and 8:48. Oh, it's like balance has been restored in the world.
It's like, it's just, yeah, band's back together.
It's just this calmness that comes
about
me.
I like it.
I love it.
And I'm on the right side of the table now. Yeah. I feel so much more comfortable.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. As long as you're, do you need anything? Do you need any iced coffee? I'm anything good. Else? You got your Dunkin' latte?
I got my little nest over here. I'm good.
I'm rocking the Stunner Shades from Dave Yoakum. Big day at the lake. BigDayAtTheLake.com. They've got the Beach Bash this Friday happening at Lost Worlds Brewery. That is a major portion of the fundraiser for them. And if you're looking to sponsor, give back in the community, if you know the value of the lake and understand that not everyone has that opportunity to go on the lake, this is a great opportunity to support a nonprofit that does care about, you know, providing just experiences to mm-hmm. people that may not otherwise have those. And that's pretty cool. And then thanks again to Ben McKeith and Greystone Lodge, G-R-A-Y, GreystoneLodge.com, the only place I stay when I go to the high country.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird. Bird is a winner.
It's time for the word of the day.
What's the word? Except for the Eggo Pancake House. I would stay there, but that's not really the high country. That's Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Anyway, word of the day.
All right, today's word of the day. It's Tuesday, not Monday. Tuesday for me. Presented by Merlefest. Merlefest, April 25th through the 28th up there, Wilkes Community College. We will see you there. Today's word of the day, and you might find this one entertaining, is yoke.
Yoke.
Yolk, not to be mistaken for Dave Yoakum.
No, this is like egg yolk.
This is yolk, not like egg yolk. Like this egg is going to be the verb version of the word yolk.
Yolk. Yoked.
Yolk.
Sounds like some Gen Z slang.
Yeah, it does sound like that. Like yolk.
This is an official
yolk.
Word.
Old, get yoked.
As yeah. old as the day is long.
Is that okay to say, actually?
I don't know. Is that I don't a know what the word
yeah,
means.
No, you can
so.
Say that.
Verb, so this is what you do.
Is it correct. Positive or negative?
It's pretty positive. Okay. Pretty positive. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yoke. For those following along at home, like I said, there is a noun version, but we are going to deal with the verb version. So Y-O-K-E. Yoke. Yoke. For those following along
yoke.
At home.
Yoke.
Yoke. So would you like to hear it in a sentence?
Please.
Yes. We yoked together the logs by tying a string around them.
Attached.
Put together.
Very, very close. In fact, I would say
unified.
Yeah.
I'm trying to use big words.
Yeah, no, great job. How about this? I'm just going to give you another sentence because I worked so hard on this. The partnership formed a powerful yoke combining the strengths of both companies to tackle complex challenges in the industry. So like I said, you're right there on it.
I don't know what else to say other than like...
Cooked together.
Yeah.
Like crack.
Placed together.
The correct definition that I'm looking for, and like I said, you guys hit all around it, so I could just give it to you, is to join and or link.
Link. Oh, that's what we're missing.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Link. I like link.
Yes. I believe when they used to have like old...
oxen.
Correct. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
I know it from the Bible. That's where or, I know.
Or bison.
Oh.
They talk about being equally yoked in
oh,
the Bible.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Can I yoke... Two yolks together?
You can, especially in a hypothetical sentence.
That would be hard to do, though.
It would be difficult.
They're a little slimy.
You just put it on the pan on medium, and then it takes care of it for you.
Correct. Yeah. It's slow sizzle, baby.
So that was me utilizing, don't know if you caught that,
I
both the verb and the noun.
That is impressive.
Right.
2 points for you.
The yoke. Nope. I yoked, yoked. No, you can't. I'm trying to conjugate it, and I can't do that right now.
Yeah.
Well, word of the day. It's good to have it back on a normal level because the past 2 days of word of the day have been a struggle.
We got through it.
Well, Bill still, thankfully, he had the word.
Yeah,
he gave me the word.
He prepared us for it, and we still struggle.
I just merely got to cheat. That's literally all it was. Word of the day brought to you by Merlefest, happening April 25th through the 28th. We will be there one of those days. Sam Bush is actually one of the people who will be playing Merlefest, happening at Wilkes Community College. We'll be giving away tickets to Merlefest as well. We'll have that opportunity throughout the month of March, so you're going to want to pay attention to that. Likely going to be... some WSIC news, Instagram kind of stuff going on there too. So listen to the show and then also stay apprised. Connect with us on WSIC news on the Instagram page. Old Crow Medicine Show is the headliner of the this year's lineup. Again, Sam Bush, who sold out Appalachian Theater, is going to be playing Merlefest as well, along with plenty of other individuals. So that was good. I wonder, every time we talk about trash TV, I feel like the representation, if there is someone from North Carolina on there, is at best questionable. But I've said that. Now, though, I think I'm reversing my stance.
You are.
I think we need to hold true to the deepest roots of North Carolina.
Of North Carolina?
Just Southern, yeah, this is my place, and just hold to that.
Tar Heels.
Because it's Tar Heel.
Tar Heel.
It seems like there's states losing that Southernness.
Yeah, they're losing the Southern accent.
Just the accent. Just the accent.
Yes, the Southern accent is starting to go away. This is from Southern Living, which
if you're worrying about the Southernness,
right, you need to listen.
Where else are you going
to
look?
They said there was research out of Georgia that said that millennials and Gen Zs are not using the Southern accent as much anymore. My favorite part of this whole article is that they pronounce words like dress and face with one vowel sound instead of two.
Okay, and so vowel sounds.
So then in my head, I had to think about how do you pronounce it? It's Dreyas.
Dreyas.
I can't do face.
Sierra Mist.
Sierra Mist.
That's what we need to do. Just bring get Shirley. Her to do a class. Yeah.
So do you think, Dreyas. Though, and here's my concern about losing the Southern accent. Is the Southern accent directly tied to Southern hospitality? Is it the accent is really the proof of hospitality?
I feel like there's different kinds of Southern accents too. Ones that are like tend to go in that Southern hospitality.
You almost did it right there. Hospitality. I heard it come out. That
ones that are softer, and then the hard ones, which are just straight redneck, which is where I fall in that category.
There's
hard ones.
It's a spectrum.
High class white trash. That's my demographic right there.
Is that pure Shelby or is it beyond Shelby?
It's beyond Shelby.
Okay.
I mean, you get 10 minutes outside of Cornelius, you're in deep country.
I mean, they say Cornelius here.
They do say Cornelius.
Some of us keep the country alive and well here in Cornelius.
Oh, I'm trying to.
That's some of us ain't afraid to bathe our children outside. You know, like
just wash
some,
my hair
with the hose.
Yeah. With the hose. They like the hose. I put them in the bucket, and then they take the hose with them, and it works out for everybody.
Man, who thought that they were too good for that?
I don't know.
Hmm. Yeah. So. But yeah, Dreyas.
That's the one. Is that your Dreyas. Barometer? Yeah, that's the funny. Word. That's the
that's deep Shelby right there. Dreyas.
See the fact that but you're a good hybrid because you were able to recognize that it's the vowels. I just think it's just more of a dialect thing. I don't know what I wouldn't equate it to actually using vowels and stuff like that.
That's what this article says.
Right. Southern Living thought it through.
They thought about it first.
They're formulaic with this almost.
Yeah.
I can't figure out how to say face with two vowel sounds though. Fate? I can't do it.
Face. It's just a draw. I think it's more of a draw.
Just drawing it out
longer. Yeah.
So that's what they're saying. Like molasses. That millennials and Gen Zs are not. It's because of the TikTok too, because they're being exposed to all different kinds of accents. So there's not one regional accent. It's just a countrywide accent.
So at what point do people from Louisiana break? Do you think that they were originally part of just Southern North Carolina? They got upset, moved more south, and developed their own twang?
Louisiana has more of a French.
Like a draw around her hair down the bayou.
Yeah, that French twist to it.
Eating gator.
But yeah, there you go.
we eat gator here in North Carolina though too.
Mm-hmm.
Is that pretty good?
That was really good.
Oh, thanks.
That is pretty good.
Yeah, I'm not even going to follow
Princess
up.
And the Frog.
Actually, now that you mention it, very recently.
On repeat.
They say, though, that the Southern accent is really like a hybrid of the English accent. Have you heard that? That's what they say.
I can see it.
Yeah.
Hello!
Well, that's why English people can very easily do a Southern accent, because it's very close to their accent.
I'm trying to think. What's the most redneck thing you've ever heard? A redneck saying you've ever heard?
You and sitting your cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
Cheers.
In my mind right now, I'm trying to put the two together.
What's the most redneck?
Hello, sitting your chairs. that's not very Southern right there.
Well,
but
this is a different level. I think mine goes more almost mountain Southern sometimes.
Sitting your chairs.
Because my grandmother, my mom's mom's from Blowing Rock, Boone area.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's mom's from low country, South Carolina. So we got the mix of both of them. So she had that very Southern hospitality, old Southern. She said things like my sister Tara called her Tara.
Tara.
Yeah, Charleston. Very soft.
Soft and Southern.
Yeah, very. Yeah.
See, but now I'm getting the draw like I'm in Louisiana.
Yeah, but that's the way hers wasn't that as hard as that that you're doing, but it was very soft, very Southern, very like high class Southern. And then my grandma was just more Yinsen, your cheers.
See, when I go into the draw, I kind of get like a, like I get back to my friend, no fluoride Philip. Remember him from the other day? Where you put your tongue to the back of your mouth and you talk like this. But we were talking about fluoride and how it's only topical.
You know what I appreciate?
No fluoride Philip.
I appreciate a good old-fashioned I reckon.
Ooh, oh, that's a good one.
I reckon.
Or fixin' to.
I say y'all constantly.
I say y'all all
the time. Isn't that in the dictionary now? Didn't they add y'all to the dictionary?
I think so. I think there's a... Yeah, I think they did add it to the dictionary.
Because we, for whatever reason, we as a society decided, let's give Webster all the power of creating words.
Just making words
and I
up.
Believe that he finally... Is it a he or a she?
They.
Or a they. It's Webster's a they?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Merriam-Webster. Isn't it a couple people?
Oh.
Is it a couple?
It's a them.
Like, I mean, are they a couple? Are Merriam and Webster married?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it's one.
It's two people.
It's the, yeah, it's a...
Maybe.
Those people.
It's, or is it just a hyphenate, like someone who couldn't take the last name and decided to hyphenate?
Mm, perhaps. I think it's two people, though.
Merriam? But that's not first names.
No, last names. Merriam and Webster.
Isn't there another dictionary, two people? Isn't Oxford. There something? Oxford.
That's just one.
Oxford.
That's probably the university, I would
they
think.
They definitely don't. Although, Oxford, that's in England.
Yes.
So they should have some, maybe Oxford has y'all, but Merriam and Webster don't have y'all.
Maybe.
Can dictionaries battle like that, or do they have to be on the same page? Like
I reckon.
If it,
I think they can do whatever they want to.
If it's in one, it's maybe it's in both.
If I was writing a dictionary, I'd just put whatever words I want to put in there.
Yeah.
These are the words that I say.
What about no dictionary? Maybe that's better? Let's live our life that way. Have no dictionary. BigDayAtTheLake.com, GraystoneLodge.com, G-R-A-Y.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7 WSIC, Statesville, Morrisville, North Charlotte.